You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of new movies opening up. One is kind of a haunted house sort of movie. Anyway, one of the kids from Stranger Things is in it, so I'll probably die without having ever seen that movie. And then Matthew McConaughey. Ladies, what if I offered you Matthew McConaughey and Charlie Hunnam in one movie?
That's
and
a man sandwich right there.
And for those who are a little bit more elderly, Hugh Grant is in it also. Matthew McConaughey, Jeremy, plays a guy who's caught in a bloody drug war with gangsters who want to buy his London marijuana empire. I'll tell you what, that is McConaughey playing right to role there.
Yeah, I thought this was a comedy. It's not a comedy?
I don't know. I couldn't tell from the trailer. I watched the trailer this morning.
A bloody drug war.
Here's what I noticed from the trailer.
Sound funny.
Listen to this.
Or maybe it's like British. It's a bloody drug war. Maybe that's how it's supposed to be said.
Well, it's a Guy Ritchie movie, so I guarantee you there's humor in
it. It's quirky.
He doesn't make completely serious things.
Yeah.
But I do have to point something out. Watch the trailer. Matthew McConaughey has been completely caught up in the new acting trend that 75% of actors are doing. You ready? I'm going to play the part of Matthew McConaughey. This is what he does now throughout the movie.
Okay.
This is the way he talks throughout the whole movie. His voice will never get above really a whisper.
It's Lincoln commercials too.
This is the new this is the new way that all actors show that they have a lot of depth to their character is that they just whisper like this.
What?
This is how that's what I did when I'm watching the trailer. I do it all the time when I'm watching a show. Most people are just talking like this, and then you got the one cool character who just talks like this, and everything is a whisper because I'm so deep.
Huh? Yeah. You turn on closed captioning, it's just a bunch of question marks. It's like, what?
Watch the trailer and see if I'm right. So anyway, that's going on this weekend. What do you got?
It's National Compliment Day. Can you believe that? Tell me something, Dom. Give me a compliment.
You don't irritate me as much as you used to.
That's what I'm looking for. It's also National Peanut Butter Day.
What?
Who likes peanut butter?
Oh,
Dom likes peanut butter.
Live for it. And you know,
you're just going to say you rub it all over your body.
Yes.
You got to get yourself a dog then.
So get a load of this. I'm one of those few people who switched in life.
Yes.
From crunchy to smooth.
Man, you are living wild. Matthew McConaughey would be like, man, Dom, you're living wild.
He used to be a crunchy peanut butter.
I made the switch. Smooth.
I made the switch. Smooth.
How's that working out for you?
It's better.
It is better. I don't like the crunchy.
I like crunchy. If I'm just going to take a spoonful.
It's unsettling.
I will take I'll just get two jars. If you just take a spoonful and eat it, crunchy's better. But if you're going to put it on anything, crunchy jacks everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Tears up your toast.
It ruins your bread. It totally does. It's like sandpaper. Let's see. New feature coming out for Tinder, which I think is a very good idea. They announced that they're rolling out a new feature to help better protect users. It's a kind of a panic button for real world meetups. So what you do is if you're out on a date and you feel like something's going to go bad or you don't feel comfortable, you hit this little button on your app and it sends emergency services to come help you out. So what you have to do is you share the details of your date before you go out, the location, the time of meetup, who you're going with. That's all set. And then if you're feeling, you know, scared, you hit the button.
I'm not sure of this.
I feel like people are going to take advantage of this.
No, but here's the thing. Unless I'm reading the story wrong, and I could be, it seems to me the process when you hit that button is so much more complicated than just dialing 911.
Right, because they send you like a text verification code,
and
then you've got to respond or not respond, and if you don't, they send the services, and there's a call, they even call you. So there is a process, but at least it's there.
It seems to me that it would just be easier, A, to get up and walk out, or if somebody's following you, hit 911. That's faster.
You're right. I just hope they don't take advantage of it just to get out of a date that you're not feeling good about, just in general. Like, I'm not feeling this, so what I'm going to do is hit my emergency button to get out of it, you know? Like, I feel like if I was out on a date with a woman and she ordered some sort of bean dish or Brussels sprouts dish, I would have to hit that button to get out
panic
of it, because I don't want anybody farting in my truck.
No.
No, no, no.
Wasn't there an app that we talked about a year or two ago that you have this app on your phone? If you're at a first date with someone and it's going poorly, you hit this little thing on your phone, and like 60 seconds later, it calls you, and you use that as
you're
your
like,
excuse.
Hello? oh my God, grandma?
Right, exactly. Right. I think there's an
app. So she's across from me and she's like, I think I'll have the chili tonight with a side of Brussels sprouts. Oh, well, hold on, my phone's ringing. Grandma, you're in the hospital? Yes. Can I get a side of beans as well? I'll take a side of beans.
Stupid.
Get me out of here.
Let's move on.
Ah, we've all been there, Dom. What else is going on?
Sometimes more than once. Cowboy.
Reynolds Wrap has expanded their human feed bag this year. We talked about this last year around Super Bowl time. It's a giant bag that you basically hang around your neck and you fill it with snacks that you can just park yourself on the couch and eat out of your feed bag.
Mm-hmm.
It had a little fold-out tray, a little drink holder. This year, it's back and bigger than ever. They've added four new features. A paper towel dispenser. So I guess if you fill your feed bag with wings or something, you can get your paper towel. There's a trash can pouch. A straw that runs from the drink holder up through the harness and then into your mouth, I guess. So
I certainly hope that's not a plastic straw.
No. And a neck pillow. So now you can just sit on your couch like Jabba the Hutt and shovel all this stuff into your pie hole.
Just
and
turn
then you
into
can fall asleep.
Humans, turn into one of those humans at the end of Wall-E.
Yes, and you can fall asleep because the neck pillow, and then there's paper towel, so your significant other can rip off a piece of towel and wipe the drool coming off your face and
dab the corners of your mouth.
$4 online. Not a bad deal, though, I will say, for all that. Mm. $4. One more Fat America. Taco Bell just announced they're going to be debuting buffalo chicken nacho fries. Yes. It's their fries covered with buffalo sauce, chicken, cheese, and sour cream. You can also get that wrapped in a burrito.
God, what have we become?
You can Matthew get all that wrapped in a tortilla.
Matthew McConaughey would say, what have we become?
Why is that so funny?